Ready? Good morning, it is August the 24th, 2017. We are having our first public hearing on the 2017 tax year proposed tax rate for Berks County. The meeting was set for 10 o'clock, but it was posted for 10:10, so it is 10:11, and we are ready to proceed. You want us to do it? Okay, let's do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we will do roll call. We'll start with myself. Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Vincent Vargas, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Armando Olivares, Berks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Berks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
And we have Judge Imelda Barrera is at the emergency meeting, I believe, that they're having right now, and we have, we also have Missy Saavedra here with the County Clerk's Office. And so you want me to read the tax rate? A tax rate of .940505 per 100 valuation has been proposed for adoption by the governing body of Berks County. This tax rate exceeds the lower the effective or rollback tax rate, and state law requires two public hearings to be held by the governing body before adopting the proposed tax rate. And the governing body of Berks County proposes to use revenue attributable to the tax rate increase for the purpose of sustaining the landfill in the general fund. Our general fund was funded under Road and Bridge for many, many years, and we were advised that that landfill had to be funded through the general fund, so we had to create a budget for the landfill out of the general fund, and that is the purpose of this increase on the tax rate. Anybody want to speak?
Any public comments?
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't normally address people in public other than as friendships, so forgive me if I say or do the wrong thing here. The reason I'm here this morning is partly because as a taxpayer in this county, I'm always opposed to any increases in taxes that will take things out of my pocket. And as most of you already know me, I have retired from the federal government, and of course, that puts me on a fixed income. And then I went back to work on a very limited income, and I retired from that and took Social Security. So now I'm also on another fixed income. And because of the tax rates of the federal government, and for those of you who do not know, you will find out soon enough, the federal government, their tax rates are more geared towards people that are still in the workforce. When you retire, your taxes become even more complicated. Okay? So by becoming more complicated usually means you wind up paying more. So with that in mind, and then I got to turn around and pay county taxes that are increasing, and I have a difficult time, as most people on fixed incomes will, of keeping up with just my tax burdens. I still have a family and other obligations that I have to meet. So I will also say that as a taxpayer, I have never, ever minded increases in taxes when I can clearly see where every dollar of that tax increase is going to. Now, this morning I was informed, and I just heard you read where it talks about the money is for the landfill, to buy the property for the landfill to expand. I understand, I've been here in this county for 30-something years, and it's never expanded. So it's probably well past time for that to happen. And I have no issues with that happening. But having been here to commissioner's court meetings before, I have heard about the tax or about the expansion of the landfill. Okay? And then I hear about tax increase. Until this morning, I had never heard the two of them mentioned together at the same time. Okay? So sometimes maybe the issue is going to be a matter of perception, where as if the word is more clearly put out, this is what we're doing. This is what we have to do. This is what we need to do for stated reasons. How long has it been since the landfill is expanded? It's getting to capacity. It has to do something or cost the county more. So this is what we've got to do. Since this is what we've got to do, then this is how we need to take care of it. Then people will read it. They'll understand it. But when you mention one thing at one time and there's something else tied to it later on, people don't get the message. Because I can promise you, having dealt with the public for many, many years, people read and they pick out one thing and they lock in on it. They hear what they want to hear. Okay? If it's a bank loan, they hear that low interest rate for the first year. They forget that after that first year, it's going to triple on the interest rate and they're going to be paying triple what they were paying every month. And then when that time comes, they're like, oh my God, here in the nation, the housing market blew up because people had all of those low payment house mortgages that after 10 years or so, when they're supposed to be making more money, all of a sudden it blew up with the balloon payments and tripled and quadrupled their mortgage payments. And houses were being repossessed left and right because they only heard what they wanted to hear at the time. That's what we're going to deal with here. People are hearing what they want to hear. A tax increase, but they're not getting the message as to what. So if you guys could devise a way to put the message very clearly, a list of public works projects that are improvements for the tax money, what it's actually going to be. And I understand some of this is to be used to pay county employees raises. Okay? I have nothing against people getting pay raises. Absolutely not. Okay? Everybody deserves to grow with their job and their payments. Okay? As long as we're doing it responsibly. And I also know from having sat down and worked on many, many budgets myself for the federal government, every time you go to look at an increase in something, you can always find waste in another area that can lessen the burden on the increase you've got to make. So by looking at, we've got, and I know all of you heard the stories. I see it all the time, and I'm just going to use another entity that you guys have nothing to do with as an example. Highway department. How many times have you drove by a work site on the highway where the TxDOT employees are standing around? There'll be one guy out there with a shovel working feverishly, and you got seven more leaned on the shovel over here in the shade talking. And you say, why are we paying those guys for it? They're not doing nothing. This guy's the only one doing it. Well, each one of them have a part to play, and we don't know that until you actually study the deal. But is there a way that you could have sent maybe three guys to do that job instead of seven or eight? Okay, when you build a house, you have the foundation guys come in, and then the plumbers come in and do the plumbing foundation part, and then they come in and do the framing, and then they come in and do the electrical wiring and other plumbing stuff that needs to be done, and then they do the roofing, and then you know, step by step, different people come in, but they're not all standing around twiddling their thumbs waiting on that guy to get out of the way. Each one of them come in on different days and times. So, the same thing with the county. There are things that could be done to eliminate some of the perceptions of waste by cutting back on some departments may have more people than they need and another doesn't have enough. And you guys as commissioners already know, each and every one of you, I don't know too much about you, but I know the other three, each one of you have different hats that you wear, not just for the county, but in your own personal lives as well. You have other jobs and other things you do. So you wear more than one hat on a daily basis. Sometimes that becomes a juggling act. Well, sometimes with our employees and things like that, that can also be done. Juggle. Okay? Somebody can have more than one hat to wear on the job they're getting paid and get paid just a little bit more for doing that extra work. That saves taxpayer money in the long run. And when taxpayers see that their money is being used efficiently and it's stretched to the limit, and they're able to see accountability in all of this, okay, when they see accountability. Every one of us know of different county employees at different times that have gotten away with malfeasance a lot, okay? They've done it. But yet then a certain point comes along where somebody says enough is enough and they take care of the problem and that the county employee's looking for something else to do. Okay? It happens. So sometimes maybe if we didn't wait so long to take care of some of these, and I know there's steps and procedures you have to go through, but there are a lot of things that you can do as corrective measures to eliminate some of that waste like that and still let everybody know. But the biggest thing is you guys have to get the message out to the taxpayers, the people that are reading. And it's not just the people that live out in the county like me. People live in the city. They pay county taxes as well. They concentrate more on what their city is doing for them than what the county does for them until they're not getting something and then everybody wants to point their finger at the county because they're not doing their fair share for us and more people live in the city than they do in the county. Well, yeah, I know that's a different horse of a different color. But my point is that make yourselves more transparent as a court to what actions you're taking. And instead of just a little fluff piece in the paper about what's going on, tie it all together. Each one of you act as a spokesperson and put this out at different times and make the taxpayers have the information that they need. Now, you and I both know that there's a lot of them that are just going to ignore it to start with. Looking around here this morning, the only non-county employee that's here is me. But yet, it was in the paper yesterday. Now, how many people might have been here had this been in last week's paper? Where they look forward to this. They get it last night and they've already got things to do. Just so happens, normally I'm at work at this time of the day right now, but today I was working a different shift, so I was able to be here. Okay? I actually had other things planned, but they wasn't really important. So here I am. But other people may not have been. The little things that you guys can do to make that message get out there to us, the taxpayers, can make a world of difference. Then it's not you four people sitting in a room making a decision that may be popular or unpopular. And it does one other thing. Each and every one of us know this little thing floats around here on the internet called pockets. And there's all kinds of stories. I just love reading and stuff. It's so hilarious about stories about Precinct 2 commissioner and Precinct 4 commissioner and this and that and the other. And I just get a good laugh out of it because I know that it's all based in fantasy. Okay? Because I know both of these gentlemen. one much better than the other. I know Gloria here by her reputation and her length of time of being here. Okay, my wife knows her even better. Mr. Olivatis, I really don't know him very well. I've seen him around a lot over my 30 years here, but I don't know much about him. So when I hear these things, I always know that most of this is somebody's personal feelings. Okay? I'm sure that I probably popped up in there a time or two over the years as well. Okay? And I know most of it's people trying to drag somebody else down. But if you're being vocal and you're putting the truth out there in the paper with an interview or a written story, not something written by them, but written by you, that guides the facts in the right direction, then you can stop a lot of that negative feedback that you're getting from these other places simply because you've cut it off and you're getting the correct word out to the people who are not filling the seats in here. Okay? And if they're, in some cases, they feel like maybe they're not here because what little bit of information that I may have or the complaints that I may have are going to fall on deaf ears anyway. Okay? But if you have done your job and put it out there beforehand and give them an opportunity to be here by planning ahead and give them the opportunity to see the truth, then they may feel that they have an opportunity to actually make a difference. And we all know that's what it's all about, because our form of government here in this county, as in every other county in the United States, is simple. Majority rulings. The four of you sit there and you vote on things as a majority. And your responsibilities as commissioners are to go to your voters and listen to their ideas and see what it is they want. Even if you are totally in the opposite spectrum of what they're thinking, your job is to go with what the majority of your people do, unless you've got clear and compelling evidence that that's the wrong way to go and the way you're thinking is better. It can't be just a personal belief. It has to be based in fact. And that doesn't mean that you have to always be 100% right, because we all know none of us have ever been right, except for me when I'm talking to my wife. I'm always right. But anyway, I think I've made my point, and I'm starting to ground on here, so I'll cut it short and let it go at that, and give some of you different people a chance to speak.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, your name, complete name?
My name is Bobby Sanders.
Bobby Sanders.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Anybody here?
Jerry, you want to say something? No? Okay. Not really. Our next meeting be when?
The 30th.
Next meeting is on the 30th.
That's to do the...
The next meeting on the 30th. You got it?
That's for us to adopt the... Okay.
Check in public.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, I actually hope you have a better turnout the next. Again, and I think a lot of that was just planned, because it came out in the fact that it came out yesterday.
Right.
Well, as long as I've been here, we've never had anybody come to our public hearing.
Yeah, since I've been here, yes.
You're the first one.
You know, I mean, just speaking here now, I know that in years past, not only here but other places, county commissioner meetings were usually held in the evening, and therefore more people were able to attend. And a trend started somewhere or another, and everybody along the state started moving their meetings to mid-morning sometimes. And when they did so, it usually meant lesser participation from the public, because a lot of the public that was going to speak are now at work. And in most societies, people cannot afford to take a day off or even a couple of hours off just to go to a commissioner's meeting and listen to all the, because you and I both know, I've sat here in the audience and watched you guys on commissioner's court, the regular commissioner's court meeting. And you've got this long list of agenda items, and a lot of it's about the budget, it's about moving money from this fund to that fund, and about what are we going to do about this, and listen to this proposal, and the people are sitting here, and they're bored to death anyway. So they're not going to take time off from work and lose a paycheck to come listen to a bunch of rattling that they don't understand. But when they've got the free time in the evening, they might do it. Now, I'm not telling you to change your meeting time, because there was a reason why everybody in the state started moving to a daytime meeting. And a lot of it was about, like I mentioned earlier, I know that at least three of you have other things to do, okay, with your own personal lives and your businesses and things that you do. So when you're doing it at nighttime, that's taking time away from your family, because you work all day and then you're here, and then you get into a heated discussion and you go into an executive session on some personnel issues, and you stay in there for 3 or 4 hours, and you come out and everybody's left anyway, and then you've got to make some decisions and vote on some things to get through the agenda, and then it's 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning time you leave here. Now you've got to go home, kiss your kids good night because they're already sound asleep, jump in the shower and do what you got to do, and then get up first thing in the morning and go back to your other life and your other job. And that makes it very difficult, not only on you guys as the commissioner, but on the people out here that got to go home and feed their kids and get them in bed and things like that. So there's no easy solution there. But a lot of the people in this county are retired people. And a lot of them, I know at different times that I've been in the commissioner's court meetings, one or two of them will show up on an agenda item that they've seen that was something that they had passion about and they wanted to speak about. A couple of those issues, I even thought about speaking about myself. But someone else got up and said the exact thoughts I had in my mind, so there was no need for me to get up and kick that dead dog no more. Somebody already kicked it down the road a little bit, so let me stay out of it. They said the same thing I'm going to say. I don't want to sound like a drone and repeat things. So the point's been made, move on. So, and chances are, knowing me, if there's any other people here and somebody stood up and said the same thing I wanted to say, I'd still be sitting in my chair smiling and let it go with that. But because I have a tendency, when I start talking, I don't know when to stop. One thought comes right after another, and I just keep going and circling back to make sure that I got the point across. But, I mean, that's something you guys need to look at. Figure out a way to get better participation. The more participation you get, then the more they're going to see what each and every one of you do and what you attribute and contribute to the county's functioning. And then some of those rumors that fly around out there won't be there anymore. Because now they know people have actually seen you in action and know what goes on. And if they know what goes on, they've got no reason to talk. And the only ones that are going to be talking are going to be your opponents who are trying to make you look bad so that they can make themselves look good. And that's something that we all need to do. We need to spend less energy on making other people look bad. Because every ounce of energy we waste on making someone look bad is energy wasted, because it's not going to make us look any better. Okay? If we put all that energy into ourselves and make ourselves the best we can be, people will notice that. And the other guy that's going to be a bad character to start with, his character will shine through. It may take a while, but it will shine through and people will see the truth. And that's the way I try to live my life.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby.
Any more Public comments?
Any?
Any? This concludes our public hearing. It is 10:37. This concludes our first public hearing. Thank you.